This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Jane Austen's Emma is one of her most loved stories. It's about a social butterfly who plays matchmaker with disastrous results. Emma is so wrapped up in her own schemes and so sure of her social superiority and so enamored of her own abilities, she just doesn't realise the havoc she's wreaking until it's almost too late. Laura Bennett has already indulged in this girly delight. Good morning, Laura.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Now, in this film, Emma is played by someone called Anya Taylor-Joy, who I have never heard of. Who is she?
Well, she is a working actress. She's done a couple of things, but not necessarily movies you might have seen. So she was in Split and Glass, those psychological thrillers. She was also more recently in a movie called The Witch. So if your genre is not in the psychological horror kind of space, you may not have come across her yet, but I'm glad to see that she's breaking out into something a little bit more consumable for the rest of us who aren't going to watch those other movies.
She looks a bit delicate to me. Does she make a good Emma?
Well, she makes a good Emma because her expressions, one of the things in this movie that you notice is that it's so immaculate from the character's expressions and those subtle little eyebrow raises that say so much and the beauty of the set and the costume. So visually, her fine features work really well for an Austen kind of story. But character-wise, I don't know if you've ever found Emma likable in previous versions or even in the book, but she is not a likable person at all. There is something so menacing and mean girl about this Emma.
No. See, I think the problem is it doesn't translate to screen because in the book you can have this sort of subtle irony where we're so close to Emma's character that we can kind of see how she's thinking and we can also understand the way she's misled, so she can do bad things but we don't hate her, whereas I don't think that's harder to achieve in a film.
It is, because you're right. Like, I remember watching Twilight all those years ago and I'd read the books, and there is something about being able to read the inner thoughts of the characters that for a movie like Twilight that's pretty thin, you miss that in the movie and it seems ridiculous. With Emma, it's a similar sort of thing because
I just heard Emma compared to Twilight.
I'm sorry. You know what? It had to happen at some stage. I needed to talk about one of my teen favourites.
Yeah, but, sure. Well, this is a teen book, really. I mean, it really is. Yeah.
But in this movie, you do lose, if there is any part of Emma that is thinking she is well-intentioned or doing something nice, it does not translate, because the character, particularly of Harriet Smith, who plays one of her best friends, the way that she is demeaning towards Harriet and manipulative when Harriet's falling for somebody that Emma doesn't think is of a class that she should aspire to be part of, there is just something so belittling about the way she treats her and her emotions and things like that, that I just think, I don't want to be like Emma. I don't want her to end up with Mr. Knightley.
Oh, no. See, this is not good. This is wrong, because, see, Emma's supposed to be well-intentioned. She genuinely wants to bring Harriet up into what she believes is a better society. So, yeah, it's snobby, but it's well-intentioned snobby.
And there are moments where you realise that it's dawned on her how cruel she's been or how mean she's been, and that's what Mr. Knightley is able to point out, because he does at times go, hey, you've been a little bit off base here, and she has that sudden realization and attempts to change her behavior. But I don't get the feeling like she starts from a place of genuine care for people. She seems to start from a place of really malicious intent.
Oh no, that's not Emma. That's all wrong. I mean, I think if you go back to, look, there's been a few versions of Emma. There was the 1996 one with Gwyneth Paltrow. There's the BBC miniseries. I mean, you have to ask, do we even need another Emma?
Yeah, and that's what I was wondering when I watched it, because it is a beautiful movie and it is getting a pretty high rating. We looked actually on Rotten Tomatoes, one of the sort of critic fan sites, 95%. So people are enjoying it. And I think that's because for the modern audience, what you actually draw from it, from my perspective, was its depiction of society that wants to appear more important than it is, that wants to enter into the upper classes and somehow be included, but has to be so fake about all of who they are and their behaviour to actually try and make it. And when you think of our current era of social media and the sort of hyper highlight reels and filters that we all exist in, that is probably where we connect most with it, where you see these people who look like they're going to get a stomach ulcer for all of the things they're not actually expressing. They're the people that probably reflect our own culture right back to us. But I will say one redeeming feature of Emma this time around that I found was Mr. Knightley's character and the way that he wasn't afraid to call out Emma for the things that she was doing. And yes, in this modern age, some people will wrestle with the idea of a guy critiquing a woman's behavior and thinking that she'd be more beautiful if only she was kind. But I didn't really see it as misogynistic so much, but more that example of iron sharpening iron and the importance of a good friendship that will actually say, hey, I see that you are more than the behavior that you are doing right now. You do actually have a stronger character than what you are displaying right now. Let me call out and bring out some of that true kindness and your true ability to live well and do well and be kind. Mm. So to me, their friendship and that back and forth between them was probably the most valuable aspect to the movie, that picture of what we actually can do and what we can be if we're happy to heed some sound advice.
So good to have a friend if you can manage to find one. So, yeah, that's a good lesson. Now, just before I let you go, two amazing comics in this film, Bill Nighy and Miranda Hart. So are there some funny moments?
There are some seriously funny moments. For all of the moments where you don't like Emma and you think, why is she the main character? She's horrible. Bill Nighy will make you laugh so much. There's something about him, because his physicality is so angular and just funny, he really works that. And he has his thing throughout the movie, and it's not spoiling to tell you, he has this eagle-like perception of a cool draft. And so the whole movie, he's like that old man dad who just is constantly like, can't you feel the breeze? There's a breeze in here. And in the back of most scenes, he's there trying to adjust the wind and the windows and the fire to just get the temperature just right. He is hilarious.
Any movie that he's in, I will go and see. He's always so funny.
The comedy's worth it. The comedy's great in Emma.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Laura.
No worries. Thank you.
That's Laura Bennett. We've been talking about the new version of Emma. It is out now.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.